This is Radio Nepal. I am S.N. Srestha with the news, the headlines first. House of Representatives endorses Public Service Broadcasting Bill designed to merge Radio Nepal and Nepal Television. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli calls on Nepal Academy of Science and Technology to conduct new studies considering country's needs. Government recommends Chitralekha Yadav for appointment to Nepal's residential ambassador to Australia, and Pakistan police arrest lawmakers and leaders from former Prime Minister Imran Khan's party after major protests calling for Khan's release from jail. Now the news in detail. The House of Representatives has endorsed the Public Service Broadcasting PSP Bill 2024 designed to merge Radio Nepal and Nepal Television. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung proposed the PSP Bill along with the report of Education, Health and Information Technology Committee seeking its endorsement. Speaker Devraj Khemire announced the endorsement of the PSP Bill by majority of the MPs. The National Assembly had already passed the bill and sent it to the House of Representatives for deliberations and endorsement. The PSP Bill will come into effect on the 31st day after its authentication. Radio Nepal and Nepal Television will be merged and transformed into a public service broadcaster after the President authenticates the bill. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has urged the Nepal Academy of Science and Technology, NAST, to conduct new studies considering the country's needs. Addressing the 47th Academic Assembly of the NAST organized at Balwata today, Prime Minister Oli urged the scientists of the country to conduct studies on how to restore the soil quality. The Prime Minister called on conducting new studies as the soil throughout the country has degraded due to the increasing use of chemical fertilizers and pesticides. The head of the government called on the NAST to have collaborations with organizations like the Nepal Agricultural Research Council, NARC, to conduct researches in the agriculture sector. The government has recommended Chitralekha Yadav of Siraha as Nepal's resident ambassador to Australia. Unveiling Monday's cabinet meeting decisions on Simhadarwa today, government spokesperson and communication minister Prithvi Subba Gurung said the cabinet decided to recommend Yadav as ambassador to Australia for a 4-year term. Yadav has also been designated as the non-residential ambassador to Fiji, New Zealand, Papua New Guinea, Vanuatu, Tuvalu, Solomon Islands, Samoa, the Republic of Palau, Nauru, the Republic of the Marshall Islands, and the Kingdom of Tonga. The cabinet also approved the high-level visits of various countries. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli submitted annual reports of the past 2 fiscal years to President Ramchandra Pardal today. The reports of fiscal years 2022-2023 and 2023-2024 were presented to the head of the state amidst a function at the office of the president in Sheetal Nivas. According to the Prime Minister, the documents highlighted national and international security status and challenges. The Prime Minister pledged to implement advices expected from the Federal Parliament regarding the reports. The report of the Committee on Banking Offences and Punishment Second Amendment Bill 2024 has been presented to the House of Representatives. The bill was passed by the Finance Committee meeting yesterday with amendments. The bill provides for penalty in the form of cash as well as imprisonment in the case of check dishonour or check bounce. The International Finance Corporation, IFC, has expressed its willingness to expand its investment in Nepal. During a meeting with Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Pardal at the Ministry today, IFC Regional Director for South Asia, Imad and Fakhari, said the IFC is ready for an investment escalation in Nepal. The IFC Regional Director added that the promotion of green energy, job creation and economic engagement are the priorities of the IFC and they are committed to investing more in Nepal. The IFC had invested $100 million in Nepal. Around 5,700 hectares of forest land has been found encroached upon within the forest areas in the Madhya Pradesh province. According to an official report unveiled by the Madhya Pradesh province government, the rampant forest encroachment has been attributed to weaknesses and negligence on the part of forest employees and related security agencies. As the province Ministry of Forest said, the province has about 202,000 hectares of forest land, but around 5,700 hectares of the land have been encroached upon in the absence of proper conservation efforts. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरु मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोशियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्। नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। Qatar's ambassador to Nepal, Mishal bin Mohammed Ali Al Ansari, today paid a courtesy call on Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Damodar Bhandari. During the meeting held at the Industry Ministry, Minister Bhandari congratulated the government of Qatar on its preparations to host the third summit of Asian Cooperation Dialogue this year. The minister stressed the need for promoting bilateral cooperation to reduce Nepal's trade deficit with Qatar and finding a market for Nepali products in Qatar. On the occasion, the Qatari ambassador underlined the need for scaling of the exchange of mutual assistance to further consolidate the bilateral ties. The Korea International Cooperation Agency, KOICA, and the Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration signed a record of discussion for inclusive rural development project in Bardia district in Nepal. The record of discussion was signed today by Country Director of KOICA, Mo Hyun Kong, and Joint Secretary of the Federal Affairs Ministry, Kali Prasad Parajuli. The Korean government, through KOICA, has allocated $8 million for the project. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Police in Pakistan have arrested several lawmakers and leaders from former Prime Minister Imran Khan's party in a series of raids in Islamabad. Al Jazeera cited a police spokesperson as saying on Tuesday four people were arrested. However, the Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf PTI party put the number at 13, saying they were picked up from various locations in the capital, including some from outside parliament. The raids follow a big PTI rally on Sunday to demand the former Prime Minister's release from jail, where he has been for more than a year. The crackdown started late on Monday with PTI President Gohar Khan taken into custody. Authorities in India's strife-torn northeastern state of Manipur imposed a curfew on Tuesday after violent rallies were staged to condemn the latest round of killings in ethnic clashes. Manipur has been rocked by periodic clashes for more than a year between the predominantly Hindu Miti majority and the mainly Christian Kuki community, dividing the state into ethnic enclaves. According to AFP news agency, at least 11 people were killed last week as hostilities between the two communities erupted again after months of relative calm. The curfew was imposed in the state capital, Imphal, and the surrounding valley after student-led protest on Monday sparked clashes with police. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Bagmati Province, Kentucky Province and Lumbini Province and at a few places of the rest of the country. With this, we almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives endorses Public Service Broadcasting Bill designed to merge Radio Nepal and Nepal Television. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli calls on Nepal Academy of Science and Technology to conduct new studies considering country's needs. Government recommends Chitralekha Yadav for appointment to Nepal's residential ambassador to Australia. And Pakistan police arrest lawmakers and leaders from former Prime Minister Imran Khan's party after major protests calling for Khan's release from jail. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.